Matters requiring special resolution. Part 1. Auditors. Section 139.9. Appointment of person other than the retiring auditor at the AGM. Section 141. Removal of auditor before the expiry of his term of office. Now, Part 2. Directors. Appointment of Director. Section 149, Subsection 1. Appointment of Director exceeding 15. Section 149, Subsection 10. Reappointment of Independent Director on completion of his term of office. Section 165, Subsection 2. Member may specify any number of companies in which Director of the company may act as director. Section 180, subsection 1a. To give consent to the board of director to sell, lease, or otherwise dispose of the whole or substantially the whole of one or more undertakings of the company. B. To invest the compensation received by the company as a result of merger and amalgamation. To give consent to the board of director to borrow exceeding the money in aggregate of paid up share capital, free resources plus security premium account. D. To give consent to the board of director to remit or extend time for repayment of any debt due by a director. Section 185. To advance any loan or give a guarantee, provide any security in connection with loan taken by any person in whom any of the director of company is interested. Section 185. To approve scheme providing for giving loans by the company to its Managing Director, Whole Time Director. Section 186, Subsection 3. Power to make loan, investment, guarantee or security exceeding the limit provided in 186.2. Now, Part 3. Director Remuneration. Payment of remuneration to whole time director or managing director or a manager exceeding 5% of profit if there is only one WTD managing director or manager. If more than one, then 10% of the net profit. To all other directors, 1% of net profit if company has employed MD, manager or WTD. If company does not appoint them, then company can give 3% of net profit. A special resolution is required in second proviso to section 197.1 if company wants to pay more compensation than specified. Section 196, subsection 3. Appoint a managing director, manager or whole time director who has attained the age of 70 years. To approve the remuneration payable to the managing director, whole time director. Section 197.4. To approve the remuneration payable to managing director, whole time director, manager, if the article required such approval by a special resolution. Waiver of recovery of excess remuneration drawn by the director. Section 197, subsection 10. Waiver of recovery of any excess remuneration drawn by the director. Section 210, subsection 1. Investigate into the matters of the company Section 212, investigate into the matters of the company conducted by Serious Fraud Investigation Office. Section 445, for granting the status of dormant company. Matters requiring ordinary resolution. Section 123, declaration of dividend. Now part 1, auditors. Section 139.1, appointment of auditors at AGM. Reappointment of retiring auditors at AGM. Section 139, subsection 3, member may resolve that the auditing partner and his team shall be rotated at such intervals as may be resolved by members. The auditor shall conduct audit shall be conducted by more than one auditor. Section 139, subsection 8, casual vacancy caused by the resignation of auditor to be filled by the board and the recommendation so made by the board shall be approved by the GM by passing ordinary resolution. Section 142, subsection 1, fixing the remuneration of auditor. Part 2, directors. Approval of appointment of independent director by the members in the general meeting. Section 151, appointment of small shareholder director by small shareholder holders by the listed company. Section 152.2, appointment of every director shall be made in the general meeting unless otherwise expressly provided in the Act. Section 152, subsection 6, A, to appoint the rotational director not being less than 2/3 of the total number of director, to appoint the non-rotational director in default of and subject to any regulation in articles of the public company, to reappoint the retiring director at the AGM. Section 160, to appoint a director, a person who is not a retiring director. Section 161, subsection 2, to authorize the board of director to appoint any alternate director. Alternatively, the articles may contain provision authorizing the board to appoint alternate director. Section 169, subsection 1, to remove a director before the expiry of his term of office. Section 169, subsection 5, to appoint a director at the meeting at which director is removed. Section 181, authorizing the board to contribute to bona fide charitable and other funds exceeding the 5% of the average net profits of preceding 3 financial years, to authorize any person to contribute to National Defense Fund or any other fund approved by central government for the purpose of national defense. Section 188, Rule 15, approval for entering into the related party transaction exceeding the prescribed limits. Section 191, payment of compensation to a director for a loss of office in connection with transfer of undertaking, property or shares. Section 192, entering into any arrangement involving non-cash consideration. Section 196, 4. Appointment, approval of appointment, remuneration and other terms and conditions of a managing director or whole-time director or a manager. First proviso to section 197(1) to authorize the payment of remuneration exceeding 11% of the net profit of the company to the directors and manager, subject to schedule 5. Section 197 subsection 4 to approve the remuneration payable to the director or manager. Matters requiring unanimous resolution of the board. Section 186 subsection 5. Making loan or giving guarantee or providing security or making investment of any amount. Section 203 appointment. Appointing a person as the managing director of the company if he is managing director or manager of one and of not more than one other company. Matters requiring resolution to be passed in the board meeting only. Section 161 subsection 4 filling a casual vacancy in board. Section 179 and rule 8 power which board can exercise by passing a resolution at board meeting only. Power to make calls on shares. Power to authorize buyback of securities up to 10% of paid up equity share capital and free reserves. Power to issue securities including debentures whether in India or outside India. D. Power to borrow money. E. Power to invest the funds of the company. F. Power to grant loans or give guarantee or provide security in respect of loans. G. Power to approve financial statement and the board's report. H. Power to diversify the business of the company. I. Power to approve amalgamation, merger or reconstruction. Power to take over a company or acquire a controlling or substantial stake in another company. K. Any other matter which may be prescribed. L. Power to appoint or remove KMP. M. Power to appoint internal auditor and secretarial auditor. Proviso to section 179 subsection 3. Power to delegate the powers enumerated under section 179 subsection 3. D. Power to borrow money. E. Power to invest the funds of the company. F. Power to grant loan or give guarantee or provide security in respect of loans can be delegated to manager, managing director, principal officer of the company. Section 182 making any political contribution. Section 184 disclosure of interest by a director. Making loan or giving guarantee or providing security or making investment of any amount. Section 186 subsection 5 making loan or giving guarantee or providing security or making investment of any amount. Section 188 giving consent to any contract or arrangement with a related party. Section 188, giving consent to any contract or arrangement with a related party. Section 196, subsection 4, approval of appointment, remuneration and other terms and conditions of managing director, whole-time director and manager. Third proviso to section 203, appointing a person as the managing director of the company if he is the managing director or manager of one and of not more than one another company.